Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and back, my mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you, you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show. It's time to name the neglect from typical food advice. Welcome to the Find Your Food Voice podcast, hosted by me, Julie Duffy Dillon. I'm a registered dietitian with 20 years of experience partnering with folks just like you on their food peace journey. What have we learned? Well, cookie cutter approaches exclude too many people, and you don't need to be fixed. It's not you. It's not me. It's all of us. Only together we can start a movement and fix diet culture, and we will. Let's begin with now. The following episode is a very special mini-sode that may sound a bit different than our usual episodes. Perhaps a bit more rough around the edges, they give you a rare look behind the scenes or take a deep dive on a special topic. We hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. We will be back in July with our typical programming. Until then, hit subscribe and say fuck off to diets.
Hey everyone, welcome to another mini-sode of Find Your Food Voice podcast. I'm Rachel Popick, and I'm the manager for the PCOS Power course and community. You may have heard my voice on the podcast before. I've spoken with Julie about all things food and cooking. Today, I want to talk to you about something slightly different, about how learning to forage helped me to find my food voice and my food freedom. Like many of you, my dieting history is muddled with food restriction and scarcity. I spent so much of my life telling myself that I didn't have access to an abundance of food. When I started on my journey to refind my food voice and leave diet culture behind for good, which I've spoken about on the podcast before, learning about where my food came from, whether it be through exploring farmers markets and talking to farmers, doing gardening of my own, or learning to forage wild foods, was a huge part of my healing process. So down the rabbit hole of learning about wild food around me, even in my urban environment, I went. I started small and just started noticing and appreciating the value of things that are generally viewed as weeds by most people. Things like dandelions, field garlic, lamb's quarters, and mustard garlic. Things that in my garden I used to think, oh, this is a weed, and I would pull up and discard in the compost. This process also helped me to become more mindful as I reintegrated joyful movement into my life. I loved taking walks outside, but noticing different plants around me, plants which were edible and in abundance everywhere around me, was also a big part of my healing. Just for a little bit of a historical background, people in the U.S., especially but not limited to indigenous folks and enslaved people, foraged for sustenance and supplementing what food that they had access to. But over time, foraging became discouraged and even outlawed after emancipation through trespass laws in favor of cultivated foods. Both learning about the history and learning about how Mother Nature nourishes all of us was revolutionary for me. People that I've learned from who have been instrumental in my understanding of how foraging fits within systems of oppression and how Mother Nature is the most beautiful and powerful force around us include Linda Black Elk and Alexis Nicole, both of whom you can find on social media platforms. If you're interested in learning more about foraging wild foods, there's an abundance of knowledge out there from field guides, but like people like Sam Thayer and Lita Meredith, to foragers who share on social media, like Linda and Alexis that I mentioned before, amongst others, to apps like iNaturalist and Seek. And we'll put all of those details in the show notes for you, so you can check them all out. So yeah, give it a try. Though I would be remiss not to mention that especially when you're first starting out, you need to be 110% positive of the plant identification before you consume something. A good rule of thumb is to have your identification verified by 3 different sources before you consume that food, just as a precaution. So yeah, those are my thoughts about foraging. Next time you're outside, see if you can spot a plant that you've never noticed before, or maybe one that you see all the time. Snap a photo of it, put it into iNaturalist or Seek, or, you know, Google Photos, and see if you can start to learn to identify it. I hope you found this episode interesting and that it maybe resonated with some of you or inspired some of you. As always, feel free to reach out with any questions. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this mini-sode. If you did, could you leave us a review or share this episode on your social media? Doing so helps more people find us, and we want everyone to find their food voice. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.